Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joel Myers, voice of the Pelicans for Fox Sports New Orleans, joining us now. Joel, how are you?
Good, guys. How's it going?
Good. Hey, the Pelicans control their own destiny pretty much after their win last night, 109-99. It's a much different feeling after the NBA restart when I got off to an 0-2 start.
Yeah, I mean, they played under control. They played smart basketball. And you know, I heard what you were saying, Bobby, about Drew. And Drew really has first three games of Ja Morant's career against him, understands how good and what a lockdown defender Drew Holiday is. Plus, they had a great game plan. Make him beat you from deep. Ja Morant, that is, gets into the paint. He's got the fifth most drives in the NBA. He gets into the paint for his buckets. And he's a really talented young man, but his outside shot is average. He's 35% going into the game from beyond the arc, and he was 1-for-10 last night. So once you miss, you start thinking about it too much. And Drew did a phenomenal job. But they were under control last night, guys. At one point, I said to AD on the telecast, I said, reverse of roles here. The Grizzlies early in the game had 23s and the Pels had 10. And then the Pels can turn the ball over only 14, 15 times a game. I'll take that all day long with the way those first two started out. So it's just a smart, really good game plan by the staff and then great execution. But we can get into Brandon and Zion because they were the catalysts in the fourth quarter, of course.
Now, Joe, speaking of that fourth quarter, another 5 minutes to play to be able to close out and win. And whenever the game's within hand, it could go either way. How important it is for a young team like the Pelicans that, if you blow out a team, you blow out a team. But you're within 4 or 5 points, and who's going to make the shots? And obviously not turning over the ball. And like you mentioned, to me, you can talk about, I know Coach Jerry's going to emphasize this, just 2 of their 15 turnovers in the fourth quarter, only 5 in the second half. So that's something that we all know. You got to take care of the basketball. Even in football, you got to take care of the ball. Right. I mean, so just break that down. We think Coach Gentry and your opinion, if we continue to do that, like you said, never in the 20s in the turnovers, but we almost have to live with, now we would like 12 turnovers maybe, but even if we had 15, I think we can live with that.
Yeah, and they only gave up 15 points off the 15 turnovers. So it was a single point. A lot of coaches say if you get a point and a half to 2 points per turnover, you're living large. You're doing well. So they minimized the damage, and they won to a certain extent in not giving up like they did. They gave up 55 points in points off mistakes over the first two games. And then when you're a team, as you mentioned, they're a young team, and the guys are leaning on to finish like Brandon, Zion, and Drew's been around. Drew knows how to play. But there's a reason the Pels are 12-25. And games are the last 5 minutes, 5 points or less. They're 12-25. That's as bad as it gets in the NBA. And then they're 7-21 in games that are 3 minutes and 3 points or less. So that's big just to get over that hurdle and close
right.
The game. That's been the frustration more than anything else. And you know, Bobby, you brought it up. Turnovers in football just crush you. And there's more possessions in basketball, so you're going to have turnovers, and especially when you play with speed and with pace. But to finish the fourth quarter as clean as they did, that's really the key. They didn't beat themselves last night.
Now, what do you think of Zion and as far as his minutes? I know the fan base, obviously, they want to see him at the end of the game, whether it's 15 minutes, 20, 25 minutes, whatever it might be, to help close out a game. I'm looking all of a sudden when he goes from 15 to 14 minutes. We all know that Clippers game was out of hand, but then he logged in 25 minutes. Is that something we could see come Thursday against the Kings Thursday afternoon? Maybe that kind of 20-25 minute range or what?
Yeah, I think the game dictates how it's going to go, and then whether or not he's in foul trouble, of course. If he can stay out of foul trouble, that's fine, too. So then you can go according to plan, what you wanted to do. Plus, you really want him on the floor because a lot of these games are going down to the wire. But I just when he said after the game, I feel alive again. Guys, Lane, brother, you don't know how alive I feel when you're on the floor at the end of games. It was like, I feel the same exact way. And he played 10 of the 12 minutes in the fourth quarter, was 3 of 5. You know, he and Brandon were really good down the stretch. They accounted for 19 of the 30 points, but he is such, you have to account for him. And if you look and you stop some of this film in the fourth quarter, guys are so focused on him. And then other guys are looking at Brandon Ingram, and Zion's moving off the ball. And then Zion made a couple of great passes in that game. But the Pels are a different team. You have to account for him. You have to game plan and defend against him. And that opens up things for other guys. So, yeah, he's got to be on the floor, especially in 1-2 possession games at the end.
Joel Myers, voice of the Pelicans for Fox Sports New Orleans here on Sports Talk. And, Joel, I remember when AD came into the league out of Kentucky, and he was he didn't have the NBA frame yet. And I think Zion has some work to do as well in terms of his frame. Do you think he can lose 15 pounds and still be effective?
Yeah, I do. He's not going to need to lose 15 pounds. What he's going to have to do is redefine his body composition-wise. So he's toned. He's conditioned, and he's toned. And we've seen a lot of guys like that. But we've also seen guys come into the league rail thin, and then a few years later, like Charles Barkley, they're cut, they're toned, and they're a force. Zion's already a force. What amazes me more than anything else about Zion is this touch around the rim. And somebody texted me this morning, a former NBA player, and I said, what amazes me is some of the angles he takes around the rim. And then he can finish around the rim, despite the wildest angles you'll ever see. So he's got great touch. He's got to make his free throws. The Pels, that's an area of concentration. If they're going to reward you, get to the line. Don't miss 15 free throws and keep a team around. That's what bothered me the most, maybe by the end of the game. And I said to AD when it was a close game early in the fourth, because you remember in the third it was 68-67, the Grizz had taken their first lead of the game. I said to Antonio Daniels, I said, I hope the conversation after this game is not about missed free throws. They missed 15 free throws.
Right.
When you're going to be rewarded, take advantage of it, guys. They were 24-39. They're too good a shooting team to be 61% at the free throw line.
That's a great point, Joel. And now I wanted to ask you about bench play. I mean, I'm looking going forward, J.J. Redick. Boy, if he could keep that pace that he had, he made this season coming in to the bubble, right almost at 45.5% of his threes. I'm looking at Nicolo Melle. If he could shoot 40% from three, I want your take on that. But to me, the Warrior, how about Josh Hart? I mean, huge plays off the bench, 15 points, 7 rebounds. He just seems he has some swagger, and he plays bigger than 6'5" when you look at him.
He reads off the rim really well. And by the way, you guys, you know, Bobby, the word for the day is Yosemite, okay? We're going to all say that together before it's all said and done, Yosemite. And I think you'll pick
Yosemite.
Up on that. Yosemite. So, but back to the bench. Josh Hart's one of those, and I've been around really good rebounding guards, and he's got a knack, and he can read, but it's also effort. You know, it doesn't come to you. You have to pursue it. And then you have to account for where the guys are. And nobody puts a body on a body anymore. You can go around, guys, and it's like butterflies are free. They're looking up at the sky, and they're waiting for the ball to come to them. Josh Hart pursues the basketball. There's a big difference. Nico Melli's a different guy. He was that way the last 10 to 20 games, believe it or not. When Zion got on the floor, Nico was a different guy. Game has slowed down for him. He's a smart basketball player. He had the assist last night. Well-timed what he did in 20 minutes of play. And then the other guys, Bobby and Christian, Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Frank Jackson can play. They're good athletes. They're not getting a lot of run now because the magnitude of the moment, because you can't keep J.J. Redick off the floor. He's got to be out there. And I'm glad he played 29 minutes last night. But, and I know nobody wants to hear this. It's not about right now. finally we have hope. We have a prayer. This franchise has really got a bright future. It's not about right now, because this window with eight guys under 25 on the roster right now, this window is just opening up for the Pels.
Joel Myers, voice of the Pelicans for Fox Sports New Orleans, here on Sports Talk at Joel Myers NBA on Twitter. The Pelicans beating the Grizzlies 109-99 last night, got five seeding games remaining. And Joel, does Drew Holiday get the respect around the league as good as he is as a defender? Does he get enough love as how good he is as a defensive player?
Yeah, he does from his peers. You see, the guys in the league, and Bobby, you know, sometimes when it used to be the all-pro, you remember when it was all-pros?
Right.
Now I know there's different teams and different, you know, everybody's got their own first team, second team, the all-Joe team. But what I get a kick out of is I see the respect that Drew Holiday has from his peers. And that's all a guy wants. Oh, it's nice because there's clauses in there to be first team or second team all defense. And there's clauses and incentive bonuses. Drew Holiday is a real good defender. And he's been a very good defender since he came to the league. Either you take pride at that end of the floor or you don't. And he's truly one of the best two-way players we have in the NBA. Fortunately, he's been in a Pels uniform for a long time. He's not underappreciated by all of us and all of us that live the league. I mean, I'm watching basketball all day today, guys. This is nirvana. I got the puck. I'm watching hockey. I'm watching basketball. it's so good to have the games back and the weekends, of course, with golf as well. This is too good to be true.
Now, Joe, now obviously we got to take care of business, but it seems like I guess the Ducks are falling in a row, so to speak. I'm looking at Memphis. They're now 0-3. That was a big game for them. Looking at the Spurs, I was like, yes, go 76 is what occurred, you know, last night. They overtaken the Spurs. And look at the Trailblazers. We play in the Kings on Thursday. It just seems like right now, you know, we was talking to Mark Menard, our producer, that you know, when I look at it, Memphis might be in trouble. The Spurs are right there. The Trailblazers are right there. But when I look at who we got to play, I say shame on us if we don't take care of business, because the teams we have to play, we in control of our destiny. If we just win, we're in.
You're right. And you'll, the worst you'll be is in a play-in situation of the weekend, the 5th and 16th. So I don't disagree with you. The San Antonio game is going to be, in my estimation, San Antonio game is going to be the most difficult. I've watched all three of their games, guys, and they're really playing hard, playing at a high level. And Philadelphia stole that game last night. Philly led most of the way last night because I watched that second half right after I got out of our game. But it was always 4-5. And then San Antonio came back and had a run in them. And then finally, San Antonio had the last run, but gave up that triple to Shake Milton on the wing. So they're playing really good basketball. They've got Derek White and also DeJounte Murray. They've got some young players. Guys, the Pels division is back to where it was. You see, the Pels division with Memphis just growing and the talent they have with Jaren Jackson Jr., Ja, and Brandon Clark there, and then the Pels' future, as bright as it's ever been since they came to the city, and I'm talking about youthful. I know what the Hornets did with Chris Paul and those guys. And then you look at Dallas with Luka, Kristaps Porzingis, and a couple of the younger guys there. Houston, all they do is, you know, they're going all out, and they bring in stars.
Right.
And San Antonio's got some nice young players. Derek White's a good one. I mentioned Murray. Bryn Forbes can flat-out shoot the basketball. They got Samanich coming up. I could go on. This is going to be the deepest division in the NBA. So, fortunately, the Pels are in a good place, a great place right now. But they need to be, because the division's going to be really, really tough.
Joel Myers, voice of the Pelicans for Fox Sports New Orleans. Joel, always a pleasure, man. Good to have you on, and be safe, all right? Continue to be safe.
You guys, stay healthy, and thanks for having me.
All right,
thanks, Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.